This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 1st, 2016. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Turn now to...
Legislative recommendations.
Yeah. Turn now to item 6, which is the 2016 legislative recommendations. We have Dwayne Pugh here to give us an overview of the recommendations that we'll be voting on. And good morning to you. When you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, Commissioners. Before you today are the draft legislative recommendations for 2016, and they reflect input from all of the commissioners and from staff throughout the agency. The 13 recommendations for this year are electronic filing of Senate reports, electronic filing of electioneering communication reports, authority to create SES positions, fraudulent misrepresentation of campaign authority, making permanent the admin fines program, increasing some thresholds, authority to accept gifts, conversion of campaign funds, permitting political committees to make disbursements other than by check, increasing the in-home event exemption and unreimbursed travel expense exemption, prohibiting fraudulent PAC practices, and updating citations to reflect the recodification of FECA, and finally repealing some convention funding provisions. We recommend that the Commission approve these legislative recommendations so that we may provide them to Congress and the administration, including especially our oversight committees of the Committee on House Administration and the Senate Committee on Rules and Administration, our appropriations subcommittees, and our OMB contacts. And finally, I'd like to thank the commissioners and the FEC staff for their contributions to this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Pugh, and thank you for all of your efforts to put this together and to keep us on track to make sure that we could get this done before the end of the year. And so thank you for all of your efforts and Ms. Pike's efforts on this effort. So do we have any discussion? Commissioner Ravel.
I just have a question. This is not with respect to the recommendations themselves, but since the time I've been here, to my knowledge, Congress has never adopted any of our legislative recommendations, and I'm just wondering what process you have to try to inform all of those committees and others of the content and why the Commission deems them to be important.
Well, I'll take the latter part of that first. I think that the Commission traditionally has viewed it as important to express the commissioners and the commission's view of what the state of the law should be, notwithstanding the fact that I think a number of commissioners share the view that campaign finance is a tricky issue for Congress to tackle, mostly because there's a lot of reluctance to start down that path out of some concern about how far Congress might go and just how many provisions would be thrown into the mix. So even though substantive changes to campaign finance law are a tough ask basically for the commission, I think a number of commissioners over the years have felt it important to express their views on what the substantive law should look like and use this as a vehicle to do that. And that also brings up the success that we have had with legislative recommendations over the years has been more for administrative issues like the admin fines program that multiple times the Commission has recommended extending it and multiple times Congress has. Or we also had an issue with our conference program and needed a legislative solution for that, and we were able to get that. So issues like that we've had more success with, and I would put some of these in that category. We have seen the recommendation on the general counsel and the staff director's salary. We've seen that turned into legislative language, which I think is significant progress to get it into their pond instead of our pond, if you will, of when congressional staff are researching campaign finance issues, the first place they start is other bills that have been introduced. So once we're in that environment, I think that's a significant step, and we are there on the salary fix issue. And as to our process, we start with providing it to the committees I mentioned, our oversight committees of House Administration and Senate Rules and Administration. Every member gets a copy, and the chairman will be asked to sign a pile of letters later today to get that done. We also give them to our appropriations subcommittees and to the executive branch through OMB. Then over the course of the year, we'll get questions about our legislative recommendations and always provide the one that's asked and the whole commission's package. Other times we might get asked by either new staff or new members for sort of an overview of the FEC, and we always are sure to include the FEC's legislative recommendations. And finally, we watch bills being introduced, and as bills are introduced that either touch on a recommendation or are similar, we're sure to point that out to the members' offices and again share another copy of the legislative recommendations to let them know that the commission has expressed support for either exactly the same thing or sometimes similar ideas. And we've seen success there, too, where a proposal will get expanded to include other things that the commission has recommended.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thanks. In terms of where we find success and where we don't, I agree that it seems to me like we're not really in the forefront of their agenda, but and this, who knows what's going to happen this year. But I'm wondering what issues come to us from ones that are directed to you, or in other words, if you see an area where you think we might be effective legislatively, maybe we should set some time aside and see if there's some other areas and maybe probe a little bit and see if we could be a little more effective in that area. And maybe you could give some thought to how we could do that if that seems appropriate.
Absolutely. And particularly this year, some of the new topics, I think there's bipartisan support here and a bipartisan recognition on the Hill of some problem areas. So there's room for traction there.
Sounds good.
Is there any further discussion on these? If none, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman?
I move to approve the legislative recommendation for 2016 prepared by our staff, Mr. Pugh, and the rest.
Okay. Any discussion on that motion? If none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Madam Secretary, that motion carries by a vote of 6-0. That brings us to the seventh and last matter on our agenda. Mr. Palmer, do we have any management or administrative matters to discuss?
Mr. Chairman, there are no such matters.
All right. Hearing none, meeting is adjourned.